I was calling.
You ever heard anybody say that somebody was broke a foot or broke a leg?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. I've never thought of that. Yeah, I have heard that. Old people would say that, and they thought that kids didn't know what they were talking about. They were trying to keep it hid from little kids. Oh, so-and-so broke a foot, broke a leg.
If you didn't have a doctor, who would deliver you?
A midwife.
Did you ever hear midwives call anything else?
Grannies. Mm-hmm.
And if a boy has the same features as his father, same nose and eyes, mm-hmm. you'd say he, what, his father?
They was his father.
And what if they had the same disposition, you know, if they walked the same way, sat the same way, had the same voice, same mannerisms, mm-hmm. you'd say he, what?
Just like his father. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say if the father had some bad traits, you know, if he liked to run around or something, mm-hmm. and his son did the same thing? How would you say the same thing then?
I would say he took that from his father, just like his father.
And if a child is naughty, you might say, I'm going to give you a
spanking. Or you might say, I'm going to punish you.
Is anything other than a spanking, though? Is anything...
A whipping? Paddling?
What is that? What is the difference there?
Well, usually when you say I'm going to whip you, you just get a switch and whip it, and then sometimes people keep paddles and give baby a children good paddling. Some people don't believe in switches, so they use paddles.
Well, would it make any difference if you were talking about doing this to an adult or a child? Could you paddle an adult or switch an adult?
I don't think so.
What would you say you're going to do to an adult?
You have to fight that adult. Well, give him a good beating, a good...
If you had two little boys who were fighting, one might say to the other, I'm going to...
I'm going to whip you, I'm going to beat you up. Mm-hmm.
Well, if a woman was pregnant and she wasn't married, you would say, would you say she was pregnant, or would be another way of saying that? Like she got
pregnant?
Or she...
Out of wedlock? Or what?
How would you say that?
I don't know how I would say it. Just that she's pregnant, but she isn't married, but she's pregnant.
Well, if an unmarried woman has a baby, then the baby is a what?
Illegitimate.
Would you ever hear anything else then? Any other words?
Oh, yes. I have heard people say bastard. Have you heard that word? Mm-hmm.
Any other words?
I don't recall.
You ever heard of a witch coat?
Mm-mm. Never heard it. They're just different localities. People use different names for things.
Well, your brother's son is your
nephew.
And a child that's lost his father and his mother is a...
orphan.
Where do they live?
And the children, orphan home. More or less, orphan home unless somebody adopts them.
Or if they might have a legal...
guardian.
Well, what do you call people like your cousins and your nephews and nieces? All those would be your what?
Relatives.
What about the people that live here in the house? This would be your... Would you say these are your relatives?
No. My family.
Mm-hmm. What about your parents or your grandparents? What would you say they were your family or your relatives or what?
Well, they are my family.
Cousins
is part of my family. I would say they're part of my, well, not my immediate family, but